Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Good to see you. You good? You look amazing, absolutely amazing. Let's pray. Father, thanks for this morning. Thanks for your presence. Hey, Lord, it's Revival Sunday, in case you didn't know. It's crazy we have to tell God that. God, it's Revival Sunday. We've named that. Father, it was Pentecost Sunday last Sunday. Lord, today is Revival Sunday. We've tagged it on the end to extend that. If that's okay, if we could require another weekend of your Holy Spirit to move and to touch us and to change us. This morning, we put you first. Lord, we put the Holy Spirit first. You know, you might have some, we're still praying. If you've got some issues in your life, I would dare say this is your issue, that something's closer to you than the Holy Ghost is, that you have a worry or a fear or an anxiety that's become closer to your heart than He is. God spoke, I know that because God spoke that to me recently, and He said the reason you're anxious about this, it bothers you, it gives you trouble, is it's closer to you than I am. I'm not going to give you another thing to do this morning, I feel the Lord saying, but rather you can bathe in my presence. Come to me, anyone who's heavy laden. My gosh, anybody got stuff that you shouldn't be carrying? And He said, I won't give you something else to do, I'll give you rest. I don't know if anybody needs the morning off. I'm giving you the morning off. You can just bathe in His presence. You can rest. Can anyone just relax? Just relax. What's it going to be like? What's He going to say? What's He going to talk about? Is He going to call me out? Is He going to, what's He going to, is He going to prophesy? Is He going to, just relax. We worship You. We love You, Lord. Today, if nothing else, let us leave here with You closer to our hearts than anything else. With You, Holy Spirit, closer than any worry, any thought, even worries about family, kids. You're closer. Finance, closer, closer. Come closer, Lord. Oh, yeah. So here comes the Holy Ghost. Come closer, Lord. Come closer, come closer, come closer. Even pray it under your breath. Come closer to me, Lord. Come closer to me, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name. As the Holy Spirit, if you haven't felt Him before, He's the Holy Ghost. He's called that because He's holy. Do I have to, when I become a Christian, do I have to become perfect? He's the Holy Spirit. He does it. You just listen to Him. Act on what He says. Do what He says. Holy Spirit, blow in this place. Fill us with Your presence. Change us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Have a seat. Good. That's good. We could go home now. We could go home now. Jock, I saw the Lord rebuilding your heart. Rebuilding your heart. I saw a heart with bricks. You've done an amazing job, my friend. You've done a great job rebuilding with bricks. But I feel like you need mortar in between the bricks to hold them. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is the mortar in between the bricks. So it can move. You don't have to hold. It'll move with the wind. It'll blow with the breeze. And you go, oh, it feels like a new heart. Keely, I saw you like an arrow being shot by the Lord. You go, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have what they have. I saw you as a streamlined arrow. You have exactly what I need you to have. You're the sort of person that gets on a plane with just carry on. You're minimalistic, organized, just minimal. And I feel like the Lord's saying, that's exactly what I need you to be. Don't look at other people and don't need to add things on. Real good things you could add maybe, but no. Go where I tell you to go. Do what I tell you to go. Exactly what the way I need you. Let's start. I've got a really husky Pastor Phil, Brian Houston voice this morning, so we'll push through and we'll be good. So lovely to see you. Good. Revival Sunday. I looked up the word revival. I didn't have it for the 8:30 service, but I've got it for here. I looked it up in the dictionary. Gee, the dictionary's boring, isn't it? It says an improvement in the condition. Wow. Gee, they've really undercooked that, haven't they? Revival Sunday. How did you feel after church? I feel like my condition's improved. Wow, what a breakthrough. At the very least, Lord, we pray that we could leave here today with an improved condition. I've gone from a minus 20 to a minus 19, and I'm on fire. I think we can do better than that because God's amazing, isn't he? I said, God's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. I got a very simple message for you this morning. God's pouring out. The message is called Wrong Way Around. Did you make a thing? No. Just imagine it says Wrong Way Around on the board. So every time I point to it, imagine that's on there instead. We could wheel out like a whiteboard. Is it too late? It's too late. Don't worry about it. Let's recap. Last week was Pentecost Sunday. So Pentecost Sunday, if you don't know, is when the Holy Spirit fell and in the upper room was the disciples and some other people. And the Holy Spirit fell and they had like tongues of fire on their heads and they began to speak in other tongues. And there were God-fearing Jews that were in Jerusalem at that time, heard them, they heard the commotion, and they all gathered around and they said, what's this? I love that. What's this? Because they heard God, they experienced God, and they said, what's this? And Peter stood up. In Acts 2:14, he says, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, he said, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. This is weird. These people are not drunk. Isn't that so strange? These people are not drunk. This is the Holy Ghost. This is the Spirit of the Creator of the universe who's just arrived on earth. You know how Marvel characters land? Like that kind of thing. Kind of like that, I reckon he landed. And bah, the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, lands on them. Gah. And the result for mankind or in the upper room seems to be that they acted drunk. Now, I know you've never seen a drunk person or been around drunk people or, of course, never been drunk yourself, but I've seen them in movies and they seem to act incredibly relaxed. I've seen some drunk people so relaxed that they would slouch in their chair. No, even more so, lie down on a couch or even roll on the floor. This seems to be the result of the Holy Ghost showing up. Isn't this crazy? I would think this is wrong. Because if I was you, say, what's holiness look like? You'd go like that. It looks like this. It looks like flipping everything in line, getting everything organized, getting everything together, a little bit bitter, a little bit angry, but blooming holy, holy as. It seems I'm holy as. But it seems different when the Holy Ghost shows up. These people are, he says, they're not drunk as you suppose. So if you had looked at them, that means you would suppose that they were drunk. Why? Because they're acting like it. They're so relaxed. Drunk people are generous. If you've been around, I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home. I'll tell you, you know, I'll buy around everybody. Everybody's drunk. They're generous. This is what happens when the Holy Ghost shows up in your life. You're naturally loving. You're my best friend. You're my best. And you know how they look just past you. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. And then they go home before they go to sleep. They dial up. A girl they knew 20 years ago. I've always loved you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never done it. Hands up. No, I'm just kidding. But they were dry. It's crazy because we can laugh about it. But the Holy Ghost, I would say, might make you a little bit more relaxed than you are. Maybe let you forget some things that you've been harboring in your mind and holding tight and feel like you have to wrestle for the rest of your life to try and figure it out. I love that God just poured out the Holy Ghost first. He did that first. Are you waiting until you're perfect to get the Holy Ghost? Are you waiting till you're on? I think you've got it. Imagine the wrong way around. It doesn't say it, but imagine, I think you've got it your whole Christian life. I think you might have got it the wrong way around. you're waiting until you're like a pastoral type, and bless your pastors, but you know, I even still look at you and go, gee, I feel like I'm unsaved around you. But you know what it's like? You feel like you have to be this amazing person. But God poured out His Spirit first. I think in my life I've got it the wrong way around. And Peter said in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And I think they must have been perfect people, these disciples. But really, when I read about it, 2 weeks ago, Peter tried to chop a guy's head off. He's got these massive anger issues. Some little girl asked him, do you go to church? And he goes, I've never been to church. I don't know Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's freaking out. You've got large percentages of the people that were in the upper room, again, a couple of weeks before, did not believe that Jesus had raised from the dead, even though they had reputable eyewitnesses and good friends who gone, I just saw Jesus in the park. Guess who was there? It was Jesus. And they went, I don't think so. You know, he said he was going to raise from the dead. He raised from the dead. And they're like, I just don't think he did. Even some of them, I'm looking at you, Thomas, had Jesus standing in front of them and went, I think it's a body double. I just don't. You know, they're like people that were up, down, in, out, full of faith and then no faith. You know those weeks? Well, you start the week and you're on fire. And by Wednesday, you're like, I don't think God exists. They were the same. They were exactly the same with us. But something happened when the Holy Ghost poured out on them. Peter went from denying Jesus to a couple of days later standing in front of thousands of people saying, do you want to know who Jesus is? I'll tell you who He is. And thousands of people were saved. This is crazy. Maybe God poured His Spirit out on them, not because they were powerful, but He wanted them to be powerful. Not because they had great ideas, but because He wanted them to have great ideas. Are you trying to earn something that God is trying to pour out on you by the Holy Ghost? You're still trying to work this out. Get in His presence. Get in His presence. Don't wait another day of life. Just, if I can figure it out, just a little bit more God than maybe. I hate saying this, but I had an issue a little while ago. I hate saying it, Kaylee. I just say it. Yeah, thanks. Easy for you. You're not standing in front of everybody. And I had something that became a worry in my mind. And it was a worry. And that's all you get. It was a worry about something. And it was worrying me. And it became, I started to obsess on this thing. And I couldn't figure out the way around it. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you, the worry, I felt like it dropped. It went from here to here. It felt like it went gunk. And now it became to, almost felt like it was dictating my emotions. It was like when somebody would bring up this subject, I'd get angry about it. Even at home, even with my family, I'd feel like a rage on the inside. It's like, even when I talk to people, I know they're in a similar, and it started to control me. And I was like, God, this is bad. This is really, I'd go to bed at night and I'd feel that the best way I could describe it would be like, almost like heat, like vibration going through me. And I guess it's anxiousness. I guess that's what it is. And I was like, what the heck? And I'd wake up in the middle of the night and then my brain would like click onto those thoughts again and be like, my body's react. What the heck is this? And I tried everything and I got in the Word of God and I'm speaking the Word of God and I'm reading scriptures about this. And at night, I didn't know what to do. So I thought, I've done everything, God. I might as well pray. And sadly enough, this is very true. And I thought, I really felt to pray in the morning. I'm not a morning prayer. I don't really, I know some of you do. Doesn't make you better. You think it does. Anyway, thought I'd just say it. Does it? I don't think it does. Anyway, so it's all right, I got. So I got up at the crack of 7 and I, because I don't like getting up early anyway. And so I got up at 7 and I shuffled into the lounge in my dressing gown and I sat down on the edge of the chaise. Anyone got a chaise? Love a chaise. And I sat down on the edge of the chaise and I was sitting there, the little throw rug, and I was, oh, shut it. And I felt this, oh, girl, what the heck is that? I don't know if you've ever felt it. It's like almost like a cramp in your stomach. I hope this is not too weird for anybody, but it was like, oh, what is this? And I felt myself, oh, I'm coughing, I'm going, why? And I'm like, God, what is this? So I was doing it day, morning, after morning and a morning, and I felt like, I'm getting free. This is crazy. I'm getting free. Can I tell you what it actually felt? Can I tell you what the picture I saw? And I don't know. I like to be this honest. I felt like it looked like a snake wrapped around my guts with this head that was hissing at everything that came its way. There was this anger on the inside of me. Don't you love the Holy Ghost? And I had it the wrong way around because I was trying to figure out what the answer was and I was trying to work it all out in my head. And the problem, you know, anyone have a problem you can't solve? So you go round and 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 round over and over again. But the problem wasn't up here, the problem was here. My God. And you get into the presence of God. And as He sets you free, do you know how He set me free? Through the fire of God. I love that. He said to me, a fire doesn't ask permission to burn. The Bible says that God is a consuming fire. You need to get in the presence of God first. And you're trying to work things out. You need to get in the Holy Ghost first. Is that good? Yeah, it's good. It's good, right? We're talking to some friends of ours that had left church. And we caught up with them and we're chatting. And it can be awkward sometimes chatting with someone who has left church because you talk about everything but church, because you don't want to talk about church, because then the atmosphere goes, hey. And church came up, and I was like, hey, there it is. And as we were chatting, I felt in my heart to ask this question. I said, as they were talking about stuff, I just basically spoke over the top. And I said, what was your most amazing experience with the Holy Ghost in the house of God? And this guy, he started to cry. He said, don't ask me that. He said, you can't ask me that. And I felt like saying, I wish I knew then what I know now, how I'd been set free. And I feel like saying, you're going around and around with this hurt. It's going around and around. And you're trying to figure out why people did the wrong thing and this and that and why you don't like that and why it's affected you so much. I felt like saying, you got to just jump in the river. Wrong way round. You're trying to figure it out. You should just jump in the river. And you go, no, that's too easy. I know. God said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start the church. It's going to be amazing. Do you know what I'm going to do first? I'm going to pour out the Holy Ghost first. Pour out the Holy Ghost. And as a result of that, out of the outworking of me pouring out the Holy Ghost, people's lives are going to change. But you've got it the wrong way around. You're trying to change your life, and then at the end, when you're perfect, get in front of God, I'm ready. I heard a quote from Benny Hinn the other day, and he said, in 40 years, amazing healing ministry, in 40 years of ministry, I've never seen anyone healed who is wrapped up in their problem. Wow. Maybe it's time to just jump in the river. But people owe me stuff. The pool of Bethesda. Anyone ever heard of that in the Bible? It was a pool, right? Pool of water. And people would go there and they would jump in the water and miracles would happen. And the story is there was a guy sitting by the pool that needed a miracle, and he was lame. He couldn't move. He was stuck. If you've ever been stuck, this guy was stuck and he couldn't move. And Jesus walks past him like this and he goes, the most random question. He goes, don't you want to get well? Isn't this crazy? Don't you want to get well? And the guy responds to him and he says, well, somebody else always jumps into the water in front of me. And he said, there's no one here to help me. What did he point to? Other people. It's other people's fault. People don't help me because they're too selfish. The reason I'm like this, I'm trying to work it out. I'm trying to work out why I can't get healed. It's because other people don't help. Because people are just thinking about themselves and their selfish ambition. That's the issue. And that's why I'm not where I should be. And that's why my dreams haven't come to pass. God, that's why God's not using me the way He could use me, because of other people. It's flipping not. It's not. And it's time to get in the water. And it's time to come to the Holy Ghost first. It's time to go, I don't have the answers, God. It's been 30 years around and around, and I don't have them. It's time to come to the Holy Ghost with everything you have and everything you've got. Go, God, do something for me. The scripture says this, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. That's crazy. Pour out my spirit on all flesh. I went through this 32 translations, Caleb. 32 translations. To be honest, it was quite easy in the Bible because you got the internet. And I always thought when I read that, I pour out my spirit on all flesh. I would in my mind cross out all flesh and write good people and write on fire people, Christians. I pour out my spirit. But he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on. Oh, wow. This is what? I think I could have it the wrong way around because I'm waiting for everyone at work to get perfect before they experience the presence of God. But it seems that God wants to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Maybe he wants them to taste. Gosh, I could go for a run. Maybe he wants them to taste and see that he's good. Maybe it's the goodness of God that brings people to Maybe it's when he sets them free. Maybe when they go, what is this? And you go, look, it's the presence of God and it's here for you. Let me pray for you. And they go, I feel free. I haven't felt free in years. Maybe it's that goodness that makes people go, I want more of this. I want to follow a God who would love me and I don't even know his name. Oh my gosh. 32 translations. Oh, I'm not going to go through all of them. I thought the Holy Ghost was for perfect people, for just people who did it right. The vision I had in my head was of God with this holy hose with one of those gardening guns on the end. And he walks around in heaven. And when somebody has done something brilliantly, he goes, just moves it like to jet and goes, like that. Well done you, Mr. Alex Lee. Jessen, two squirts for you. Walks along Kaylee, onto mist for you. Shh. You're like, whoa. Because you've had an absolute belter. You have a cracker, so you get the mist. I don't think he's like that because scripturally, it seems he says, can I go back for a second? I'll pour out. Oh, that's not right. That can't be right. I would much prefer a selective squirt for those who have deserve it. But instead, he's going to pour out his spirit. I will pour out. For those of you here this morning, close your eyes, lift your hands. You go, God, I need you to pour out. Father, I ask you to pour out your spirit. There are people here today that have had it the wrong way around, me included, thinking they have to achieve something and be perfect, get everything right in their mind and their life before you will pour out. But the Spirit comes first. The Spirit comes first. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And as a result of that, you're going to see change. As a result of that, some of you are going to get ideas. As a result of that, some of you are going to see healing in your body. You're tired of believing for something. You're tired. Can I pour out my Spirit? Can I pour out my spirit, says the Lord. Blow in this place. Jesus. You think I don't deserve it? No, he paid the price. He paid the price. Jesus said, wait until this next guy shows up. Disciple said, I thought you were the guy. And he said, I'm the guy. But there's another guy. His name's the Holy Spirit. Wait for him. He's the next guy. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Let's keep going. If God was a bartender, he would free pour. Because that works with the theology of being drunk. Don't get it the wrong way around. Gosh, I'm honestly about 5 minutes into my message. I'm so kidding. You do what you want to do. Are we good? I can feel the Holy Ghost. You guys chill at the back, relax. Jesus, the Pharisees didn't like the idea that he poured his spirit out first, that he let people experience his presence before anything else. They hated it. Jesus dined. He let them experience his presence. He just dined. And the Pharisees got to the disciples. They, how come he does this? Why does he do this? He's just flipping dining. He's just eating with them. Because in their heads, they're saying, no. They need to be fixed before they can experience His presence. But it's His presence that fixes us. How did we get it the wrong way around? It's His love that fixes us. Don't get it the wrong way around. Let's go here. Let's go here to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, 37 says this. Jesus stands up at the end of a feast, 7-day feast, and He says, is anyone thirsty? It's just me that finds that funny. But is anyone thirsty? Anyone? Why have you disqualified yourself from the abundance of God's goodness? Was it not enough what Jesus did? Was it not enough for you? Was it not enough? Was it not enough? Oh, I can't have His presence. Anyone? Is anyone thirsty? Oh, gosh. Can you find it somewhere in your heart that you still thirst for the Holy Spirit? Or is everything, all your problems, all your worries piled too high on top that you can't see it anymore? Can you search your heart today and find a part of you that wants Him? Just wants the presence of God in your home again. Remember when there was peace? Do you know why there was peace? Because you wanted Him more than anything else. Remember when there was peace in your mind? Do you know why? Because you wanted Him more than anything else. There was health and healing in your body and your home because you put Him first. Anyone thirsty, come to me. Do I have to fill out a form and pray this prayer? Just come to me, the Lord says. Just come to me and out of you will flow a river of living water. How wonderful. Why? Why a river of living water flowing out of me? Because we live in a world where that's what people want. They just want life. They just want authentic. They just want real. Are you going to give me another form to fill in? What do I need to do? What are the rules? I had a guy at work. I said, come to church if you want. And he said, if I come, what are the rules? What are the rules? I said, do you have to wear a suit? Because it'd be funny. He comes in a suit. And I said, why not? You have to wear red shoes and a hat with a feather in it. Be funny. And I said, there aren't any. And you could see his brain going, there's no rules. He said, what sort of a religion is that? I said, not a very good one if it is a religion. I don't know where you've got to, and I feel like the devil might be bombarding you with, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. Can you just get thirsty and come to Him? I don't know if some of you had what, I'm just going to pray for this, what I had, that anxiety. If anyone's had that, just close your eyes, lift your hands. We can do it now because we'll go right to the end and we'll just, Father, I pray for every soul. If that's, lift your hands. Everybody do it so people with anxiety don't feel weird. Because it make them more anxious. I don't lift my hands, I feel anxious about it. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I felt the Lord say to me once about this. He said, until you laugh about it, you're not free of it. And I said to the Lord, I will never laugh about this because it's your fault. That's what I felt like. I will. Do you know what? I laughed my backside off. My God, it came out of my mouth. I actually said, I'm too happy to be sad anymore. I'm too happy to be sad. You're too free to be in bondage. Lift your hands. Father, your Holy Ghost filling every single person. They put you first this morning, Lord, without trying to figure it out. Anyone got worries or cares? Say, come to me. Come to me. Don't carry them. Don't carry them. Anyone got worries or fears? Don't carry them. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. You're coming to a river, in case you didn't know. You're not coming to a lake or a pond, stagnant little frog pond. You're coming to a river and it flows. And you feel like I've got all these obstacles in my life that God's not going to get through. If you've ever seen a river with a rock in it, a river finds a way. A river finds a way. I said a river finds away. Some of you need to just get up and kick a couple of rocks. Maybe you need to make a couple of phone calls. Maybe you need to make a couple of apologies. I don't know what it is in your life. Let the Holy Ghost speak to you. Let Him fill you. Father, I ask that You fill every single person. Their hands raised this morning. Every single person who is facing that same thing. I speak freedom over you this morning. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And you go, well, He couldn't do it for me. Was the price not high enough? Did He not pay it well enough for you? I'm telling you this morning, by His stripes you were healed. He took them. He's still got the stripes, just like He's still got the holes in His hands. Hole in His side. Maybe you need to just picture it in your head and see those stripes He took with your name. That's enough. I don't know who needs to hear this. I felt like the Lord saying to you, that's enough. That's enough now. That's enough. That's enough. Let's carry on the message. I remember reading that scripture, out of you will flow a river of living water, and I got upset at the Lord. And I said to Him, a river of living water flowing out. But that could go anywhere. Can't we just have a little little flat spray? Those gardeners, you know what I'm talking about? Cone shape. Does it all. Bunnings. $9.95 it was. I always get the cheap ones. They don't last, but whatever. I'll learn my lesson sooner or later. And I thought, that could go anywhere, Lord. Maybe they need to taste and see the Lord is good. Maybe we need to stop holding back on His presence and let the people of the world experience it. And they go, what is this? What do I do with this now? You go, I don't know. See ya. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe you can come to church. They say, can I come to church? You go, maybe. You do what God's speaking to your heart to do. They don't need to be special because God wants to touch people's hearts. Let me finish on this now. Is that all right? We still good? I feel the Holy Ghost, right? Working in people's hearts, working in people's minds. We got 7 minutes. Okay, we're good. We're good, we're good, we're good, we're good, we're good. I didn't like the river of living water going everywhere because I thought it was wasteful. I was at the beach once. I saw a little girl, 2 years old, with her mum. And she dug a hole in the sand and she went and got a bucket of water and she went and filled up the hole with the water. And then she went back to the ocean and then she filled up another bucket. And when she was walking back to her mum with the holes in the sand, she tripped and she fell and she spilt the water on the ground. And I don't know who needs to hear this, the mum. And it wouldn't have been crazy if the mum goes over to the child and goes, you idiot. You had a perfectly good bucket of water. What are you doing? And now it's wasted. You had something special and now it's gone. Why would that be a terrible thing as you're phoning docs on your phone watching this? Crazy mum, Narrabeen Beach, yelling at 2-year-old child who spilt water. Why would that be a crazy thing for the mum to say? Well, because behind the 2-year-old daughter in the little tutu with an empty bucket is an ocean. And I don't know if you feel like you've wasted gifts and opportunities and chances and finances. I would be abundant if I hadn't have done that. I don't know. Go get some more. 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 It's like you say, I used to be anointed, but now I'm rubbish. You're like a 2-year-old with an empty bucket. Go get a flipping another anointing. Go get more. Maybe it's better. Maybe there's more than you've ever experienced before. There's an ocean. I feel like you're praying and the Holy Ghost is like an ocean hovering above your head and you're going, I've got an empty bucket. I used to be on fire. You imagine God going, get some more, mate. Get some. Oh, no, Lord. When I get it all sorted in my head, I'll come and get, oh my gosh, first, get some more. And let your life live out of this. Anyone want a new dream? Get another one. Get another one. Get a better one. Get a better, no, but this is, oh shivers, chuck it, boot it. Get another one. It's gone, it's dead. It's like a plant that's been shriveled up and died. Get another one. But I'm 85, get another one. I got no time, I got no money. Get another dream. Can't I speak to you, says the Lord? Can't I speak to you, says the Lord? See a gentleman with a beard. Can I speak to you, says the Lord? Can I speak to you? You're so rigid. Say this, Lord. Say this. And he's like, I want to say something different. I want to take you somewhere different. I want to do something different. Can we do that? Can I do that with you? Oh, the devil's biggest lie is that you can't keep going back for more. 14 years I stayed away from God. 14 years. He said to me the same thing. Can't go back now. You can't go back now. Oh, now you've done that. You definitely can't go back. That, a year ago, maybe not now. Not now. You might as well just go crazy. Anyone ever heard it? It's all over. Maybe you've had it with your dreams, your visions, you get the things you want to do. Can't go there now. You lying mongrel. There's an ocean of free, glorious anointing power. Let me pray for you this morning as we finish up. And then we'll worship for two minutes. That's all we're going to do. If you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord, you should. Why? Because he died for you. To open a gate you couldn't open. I'd love you to pray a prayer that invites the Lord into your life. It's really simple. I got to be honest, I'm leading you in a prayer, but you could be just sitting here and just go, Jesus, and you'll be born again. It's more about your heart than what you say. But to cry out to him is so powerful. It's a little step of faith. Maybe you're here this morning and I'm going to pray the prayer with you. If you don't know the Lord, we're going to ask him into your life and you'll be born again. The Bible says you'll be a new creation. The old will go and the new will come. This Holy Spirit we're talking about will not just be on the outside, but he will be on the inside of you. This is the change of being born again. Or maybe you're here this morning and maybe you were like me, grew up a Christian and you spent a long time away. He's been saying to you, you can't come back. Not after that. He's a lying mongrel. You can come back. And I believe today is your day. With every head bowed, every eye closed, just really quickly. If that's you here this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. I won't make it weird, but I want you to slip your hand up because it's that action of faith that is so powerful. If that's you here today, do me this favor and do me this honor. I'm just going, Jamie, that's me. Slip your hand up real quick and go, Jamie, I want to invite the Lord into my life. I want the Holy Spirit, not outside, but inside. Beautiful. Anyone else going, yeah, that's me. Maybe you're coming back to the Lord this morning. I don't know where you've been, but you do. I feel like God's saying, where have you been? I've been waiting. If that's you here this morning, slip up your hand too. And we'll see it. We'll go, yeah, yeah, awesome. Awesome, beautiful, beautiful. Anyone else coming back to the Lord today? Where you been? Where you been? Where you been, honestly? I want to pour my spirit out on you. You've been hiding in the closet. I feel you locked away. I want to pour my spirit out. Anyone else? 5 seconds. 4, 3. Anyone else? 2, 1. Beautiful. Let's pray this prayer. Pray it after me with every head bowed, every eye closed. Pray it after me. Just say these words. I'll lead you in it. It's your prayer, but let's just do it. Father in heaven, I ask Jesus into my life. I ask to be born again. Forgive me of my past. Thanks for my future. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just stand.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.